This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
They called it wrong. They really, they missed the call. They could have called it months earlier. They would have known. And they should have known. And they probably did know. So we'll be looking into that very carefully. And we're going to put a hold on money spent to the WHO.
All right, the president takes a swack at the WHO. You heard him there. They guessed wrong as far as what they told the United States is what he says. And he said he's considering putting a hold on that cash because funds come from the U.S. It was part of the daily media briefing at the White House. Hey, everybody, hope you're hanging in well in isolation. Lots to tell you about, including the upside, the clapaholics, people doing amazing things across this country. But we do have to give you the facts as we see them. And I'm going to let you know that coming up a little bit later this week, we're going to talk to a pal of mine who got COVID-19 and talks about how rocky and rough it is to go through that. Plus, some people have done some amazing things in raising the hopes and the spirits of those who are on the front line. Amazing people coming up. During this show, in our second hour, you'll meet Bob Kavnar. He is an oil executive who goes deep as far as drilling down on what happens with crude, what's going on with the price of gas, cars off the road, what's happened to the oil industry. When we look at industries that have cratered and jobs that have really collapsed as a result of the pandemic, this certainly is one of the areas. If you look at crude and what the price of a barrel was 6 months ago, you were in the 60s. Now you're down in the low 20s. But we start with the World Health Organization, and that's what WHO is. And WHO has been the most prominent global organization leading the strategy to stop, stem, quell, cut off, whatever you want to call it, the spread of the novel coronavirus. But the president criticized WHO as, slow to respond to the crisis and said they've been China-centric, as you heard in his own words there, saying that they get lots of money from the U.S., and they called it wrong. Eerie words when you think about it. They called it wrong. Because what do so many people want? We want someone to blame, right? We want to look at whether it's Democrats, Republicans, if it's politically based, whether it's this organization, that organization, the White House, Congress, whoever, your next door neighbor, who knew what and didn't tell us, and could we have saved lives if we had known sooner and reacted differently. By the way, the U.S. is the single largest contributor to the WHO, about 22% of the total contribution. So considerably more in voluntary contributions, too, as well, if you throw that in. So you look at allies and you look at others who are funders of WHO, and one of the biggest, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they put a lot in. The United Kingdom would also be heavy there, and the U.S. would fall into that same category. So where are we in this pandemic when it comes to numbers? Because you have to be realistic. And the more we do realize, yes, thank God people are recovering, there are sadly stories of people who are losing their life. Some of them, no rhyme or reason. They don't have the underlying causes. And that's what I think scares most of us more than anything else. So let's talk about that. There are almost 13,000 deaths now in the United States. That's where we're at, almost 13,000. When you look at the world, the statistics are very, very grim. Confirmed, but I'm going to stick to the United States first. There are almost 400,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. Worldwide, over 1.4 million confirmed cases as of late Tuesday. This is information that I've gotten from Johns Hopkins, so they update it really, really frequently. I think it's one of the best sources for looking at numbers, even though I have other people even that I know that are sending me numbers that they know. It's getting them from hospitals, especially in the hot zones like New York, and you can imagine that process of taking a patient who is intubated, and then all of a sudden they become, sadly, a statistic where they're not surviving, but they're a statistic where they've gone in the other direction. So looking at that and thinking of those numbers, it does. It takes your breath away. There's no question about that. It is why so many of us want answers, like the president said there, talking about the WHO. Who can we look to toward why didn't we know this sooner? And, of course, testing, and this is the problem, testing was slow to start in the United States, and that's part of the problem. So the number of reported cases is lower than the actual number of people who have the disease. And once that catches up and we talk about that curve and getting hitting the apex and flattening the curve, doing our part of it, that's part of what the deal is with the cases and the dire stories that we're hearing. And of course, Louisiana's death rate is so high. Every time I see the governor and he just looks so forlorn, I think, oh, imagine being John Bel Edwards and constantly getting these grim statistics, much like Governor Andrew Cuomo is doing the same thing. And we keep pointing back to the blame of Carnival and Mardi Gras and what if we had known and all of that. But it doesn't do any good at this point. Let's really push for recovery. In Louisiana, reported cases per 100,349. Second to New Jersey, and New York is first, really, so 713 per 100 cases reported, just to give you an idea. So New York 1, New Jersey 2, Louisiana, Michigan, and then you go to Connecticut, sadly, my friends. All right, there was news yesterday about Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley, and I want to talk about that too for a second, because when we look at what happened on that ship and then what was recorded, and he called Captain Brent Crozier stupid, you just knew when that was leaked out, how does this guy survive? And naturally, and it's what I said, what his fault was not going to the USS Theodore Roosevelt. It was the way he talked about the captain not playing on that team. You know, even in a situation where you're talking about an aircraft carrier and what was happening there with the coronavirus, there was an easier way to handle that transition. So the acting Navy secretary was forced to resign because he bungled firing the captain of the virus-stricken aircraft carrier. I'm not shocked by that. We talked about that on the show yesterday because it really, really was bungled. All right, Pete Navarro. What do we know about Pete Navarro and the memos and the possibility? And what do we know about stimulus and how badly do we need more stimulus money? We're talking about that on the flip side. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
Cure is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
About it just a little while ago, because I read something about a memo. I said, did you do a memo? I didn't look for it. I didn't see it. I didn't ask him to show it to me. He said, yes, I talked about the possibility of a pandemic. Nobody said it's going to happen, but, you know, there is a possibility. There always has been a possibility, but people wouldn't talk about it. But it was right about the time that I closed it down. And interestingly, the World Health Organization was not in favor of us closing it down.
All right, so you hear the president there talking about, again, we go back to the finger pointing of who knew what when, and the deal comes out about aide Pete Navarro's warnings, the memos, that there were these memos there, so how in the hell could you not know what was happening? And he explains that. He said he hadn't seen the memos, and he was one of his top advisors, and who said he warned earlier this year that a coronavirus pandemic could endanger millions of Americans. But, you know, the thing is, if you look at who Pete Navarro is, he's the top trade and manufacturing aide to the press. He did two memos, apparently, one January 29th, the other February 23rd. And the president, as you heard there, said he didn't know about the memos until a couple of days ago. He said, I asked him about it a little while ago because I read something about a memo. That's what he said, what you just heard there in the coronavirus briefing, because they're daily. And he said, you know, he had already started to move to shut down U.S. borders by the time the memos were written. So he was saying we were already on this, by the time they were written. I'll tell you what, untangling this blame game is going to be really interesting to see how that all happens after this is over. But now we are in the thick of it with people that are piled up in New York hospitals, in Michigan. I mentioned the states where the outbreak is, where you have people that can't even get proper burials, of course, because it's dangerous, because you're moving bodies, because of all of that. I never thought in my life, not because I'm naive, because I'm absolutely well-schooled and have certainly in my career paid attention to people who have given me proprietary information and checked it out, and not that none of you aren't the same way. But did you ever think, I was thinking about this today, did you ever think in your life that you would actually be walking in a movie? Like, I actually feel like we are in the first episode of The Walking Dead. Like, it's just really dawned on us, wow, these are the things that, of course, can happen. These are the things that have been portrayed by Hollywood. And I say this all the time, this show's about all of you. That's why I do this show. And for me, I do it for what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in mine and what can we do together. How do we untangle the messes that are out there? Because we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we are lucky and blessed to live in this country compared with so many others that I have seen. For example, there's an organization, Children's International. We took the show down to Guayaquil, Ecuador, years ago. I want to say it was probably 15 years ago. It was probably right at the beginning of this. And I got involved with them for what they do for children in the United States and what they do for children elsewhere. And in Ecuador, there isn't a great system. I mean, it's more than the haves and the have-nots. There isn't a great system for kids. But the families there, especially the women who have nothing, just want to give their kids a leg up, and they know that education is that way. So I adopted a kid from Ecuador, Daniel his name is, and, you know, correspond with him, have visited him, have watched him really flourish, just good kid, wants to really come to the United States, and it breaks my heart. I'm still trying to find out if what situation he's in. But the city of Guayaquil, hundreds and hundreds of deaths, some of the worst in the country. 318 deaths, one of the highest in Latin America, and specifically where Daniel's area is in Guayaquil. So bad that they've got three containers, one about 40 foot long at public hospitals to preserve bodies until graves are prepared, because, as the Guayaquil mayor, Cynthia Vitieri, said, there's nothing else they can do. And they've had 150 victims that have been buried in a private cemetery in the port city so far, because the pandemic has smashed the capacity of the hospital services. They don't even have anywhere near what we have. And we'll find out more, and I'll update you on what I know about Daniel and his family. But other people I know in other parts of the world that have told me also what's happening. In fact, when we go to the mailbag, I'll read a couple quick ones there to give you an idea of what's happening in some other countries. And certainly we've had guests on the show that have talked about that as well. So as bad as the numbers are, and I'm reading them about the U.S., there are situations that would make your skin crawl, frankly, as to how other nations are prepared. So when we pull apart the blame game, it definitely will be a fight and will be a brawl as to who said what, who didn't know what, why wasn't this response, whatever it is. But in the end, know this, you still are in the best place that you could possibly be in so many, many ways compared to others that we haven't even heard about. We hear about the Italys, we hear about France, we hear about England, but some of the other places we don't know as much about. All right, it is about helping and money and stimulus. And we know when the big bill was passed, small businesses, the backbone of this country, reaching out, needing help, that kind of stuff. Here's what Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, said about needing more federal stimulus help.
As I've said at the time, it was woefully inadequate from New York's point of view. We then have had some time to actually study the legislation. It actually gets worse when you read it, and it's not even what was represented to us initially.
We're in talks to supplement the fund and do more money, so it's, that's the way it's moving. But we're going to help those small businesses receive these loans in record time.
All right, so you have stimulus funds in one area, and then you have help in another area where you heard what Cuomo was saying, and then you hear what the president is saying about small businesses. And the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, asked congressional leaders to swiftly come up with an additional $250 billion to replenish the new $340 billion small business coronavirus program that's overwhelmed with the demand. For people listening, and I know there are many of you who have small businesses that were thriving or at least surviving, and now you find yourself in the opposite situation, if you need help with any of this, send me a quick email to katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you back what I know about the program and what you have to do to apply. So we know the banks have processed $70 billion in taxpayer-backed loans for 250,000 small businesses since last Friday. But, and that's just one piece of what is enormous, this epidemic, what it's caused financially. I mean, there's 30 million at least small businesses in the United States that employ about 60 million people. You think of a business and how it starts. Usually it starts off small, and if it becomes a big, bad business, and a big meaning huge, ginormous, and it becomes a corporation, it started small somewhere. Small business absolutely is the backbone. So you have Americans that are struggling to make ends meet, but good news, there are people that are helping in other sectors. There are people who would normally be hounding you for money who are stepping off the gas. And we go to our Clapaholics segment at the tail end of the hour. I'll tell you about some of those. So there's good news there when it comes to cars and insurance, and when it comes to a couple of other things that you might owe on that could put you in a pinch as you try to swim through this. And keep paddling, my friends, because that's it. We're all in this together. You know, we're trying to catch that wave. When we come out of it, there will be a wave, so you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the ocean wallowing in what is the panic part of the pandemic. Coming up, you have lots of thoughts. We're going to hit the mailbag. If you want to flip in a call, you can do that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Coronavirus cases are spiking in the South in both Texas and Louisiana, where the death rate is the second highest in the country. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans who tend to have underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part to slow the spread.
President Trump says he's worried about small businesses during the crisis.
I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the paycheck protection.
Many businesses say they're still not able to get their hands on the cash they need to keep their workers on board company payrolls. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we dive in as we do each and every show. This one from Jax, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I am listening to you across the phone. In fact, back when we had jobs, my workmates Bags and Peter used to listen to the show and talk about who you were interviewing and what was going on in our comrades across the pond. I have to tell you, in the UK, it is very glum, my dear. The days of wine and roses, to throw back to a different era, have certainly wilted and gone away. Although the Queen Mum, I thought that was the other one. The Queen Mum's uplifting speech, I think, did much to help the spirits of those of us in the UK. But Boris Johnson, in his situation, makes us feel rather glum. And there are so many questions about what is happening here. What can you tell us, Ms. Delaney? Well, I know what you know about Boris Johnson, I'm certain, because they're giving constant updates on the BBC, I know. And he's gotten the standard, what they call oxygen treatment, and he's breathing without assistance. You know, they moved him to the ICU as a precaution, which was smart. So he's stable. He's apparently doing okay. He hasn't required the ventilation process at all. He doesn't have pneumonia. That's where there would be more panic that would set in. But when your prime minister, your leader, basically, has that kind of a condition in this national emergency, And there is no, unlike what we have in the United States, there is no really formal secession plan, let's put it that way. So the question does become, well, who's minding the store? And, of course, he nominated his foreign secretary, Dominic Raab, to deputize, you know, he's deputized as necessary, but there is no protocol for this, I guess. And it's wild because the daily updates from Downing Street moved to another part of the landscape, let's say, from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. And that's one of the things, I guess, that has been a little bit crazy because, you know, Downing Street is the, I'll call it for lack of a better word, because of course there's Parliament, but it is the seat of power, if you will. And the UK is on lockdown because you're trying to stop the spread of the infection. And as much as we talk about the United States here, I know that I have plenty of listeners in other areas, and we look at the map and we talk about the U.S. and how many people have died. I mean, worldwide, how many people have died. It's very, very sad. 70,000 people, well over a million. I said this, it's like a million and a half. And each day there are more cases that are being reported. And you look at, you know, I look across the board and I look at England, and the numbers are up in England. The amount of people, the confirmed cases, 55,949 to be exact from what I know. And they've shot up dramatically since April 6th, a day before. Now we're into the next day, so up 13%. Deaths in England, very, very scary deaths in England, 6,171. So if we were to place the U.S. country against other countries as far as the pandemic and deaths, etc., of course the U.S. is number one. You think of the amount of people and the vast space we have. But the U.S., then you've got Spain, Italy is right there as well. In fact, really, Italy, 17,000 deaths compared to Spain with 14,000, but they're climbing even higher. France, over 10,000. Germany's low, 2,000 compared to some others. China, and China was where all of this, the Wuhan market, they believe, is where all this originated, one of those wet markets. But China, 3,337. So there you go. And the worst, of course, is the United States and Spain and Italy and France, and England is right up there. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Jewel. Hey, Kate, I listened to the show, but I haven't had a chance to call in. I promise I will do that when I'm feeling not quite as under the weather. I do not have coronavirus, I believe, but I think I have the blues. The isolation is so shocking and so scary, and you have to look for what you would call, I guess, the silver lining. So I appreciate the clapping that you have on your show. A couple of times recently when I've tuned in, I've been able to catch that, and you're talking about what some things, what some of the things our people are doing across the United States. And life as usual is life turned upside down. So it's good to hear those stories. And I have a question for you. Do you even remember, as you move along through your day, what day it is? You know what? That's such a great question, Jewel. You know why? Because a lot of times I don't know what day it is. I have a calendar opened on my, you know, in my studio. And of course, we all have our iPhones, which that tells you what the day is. But it is surreal. I lived in Vegas at one point in my career, and I used to say about Vegas, you never, it's like you sort of didn't remember time. And sometimes you kind of lost track of the days because there weren't clocks on the wall and things just moved as they moved in Vegas. It was a different kind of flow. That flow that I experienced in Vegas is the flow that I feel like I'm experiencing in a different way. It was a happier way in Vegas, but it's what I feel like I'm experiencing, probably many of you are, during this pandemic. Here's one from Chase, who says, Kate, be glad that you don't have any small children. I've got three at home who I love dearly, my wife and I. But now that we're all in the same space, I have one in middle school. I have two others that are in the lower grades, and trying to figure out online the first couple days was crazy, although they certainly gave you grace. And then helping them with homework and what they have to turn in, I'm surprised at the amount, and I've realized just how valuable teachers are. Yeah, that's the sentiment that's being echoed everywhere. Oh, the teachers and what they do. In fact, it's interesting too, because we have people that homeschool, and they look at this and say, what, are you kidding me? We've been doing the homeschooling thing, and we told you you should have done this a long time ago. We had Kevin Sorbo on, who played Hercules and has been in 150 like commercials and all these movies, and he talked about, he thought it was interesting that people complain about schooling and, oh, the schools aren't good and this and that. He said, then why wouldn't you just homeschool? So for them, the transition is much different, and for many others, they're in that situation than people who now are seeing, oh, so here's some of what we didn't know that has to be done when it comes to schoolwork and the element of the online and the times and all of that. I think that's gotten a lot smoother for a lot of people compared to in the beginning. I love that this mailbag, by the way, is full of a little of this, a little of that. It's not just one thing across the board. All right, this one is from Trip, and Trip says, Kate, what did you make of all the recent moves in Washington, the president dumping the watchdog who was overseeing the coronavirus stimulus spending? Well, he, you know, I guess the idea was he didn't like what was going on with the laws, the president oversight provision, and he said he was going to ignore some of the portions of the law demanded by some Democrats to give Congress additional visibility in the stimulus spending thing, saying that those requirements would infringe on that whole separation of powers thing in the Constitution. So this was part of the problem. So he replaced the Pentagon inspector, I think that's what you're talking about, the Inspector General Glenn Fine, and he was the top COVID watchdog, and so he's out. He was picked by other inspector generals to chair the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee that was created to oversee the stimulus deal that was passed by Congress to mitigate the economic damage. That was the idea, caused by the pandemic. So a point person, if you would, because that's what we need, logistics. In almost everything that's going on, you need accountability, logistics, you need a point person. Especially in a pandemic, whether it's running a business and trying to keep it on its feet or running a country, certainly. And this is an area where we're paddling as fast as we can. So now, Sean O'Donnell, who is the Environmental Protection Agency inspector, is going to serve as the DOD in addition to what he does at the EPA. So that's going to be the person who looks at this. And as quickly as people can get the money, as quickly as they can iron out the process, which surely is all over the map, the better, right? I mean, this is the thing. You know, what do people care about with the CARES Act? They care about getting the infusion of cash they need to survive for as long as they can. I mean, we're in a part of our history, and for all of us, for all of you, no matter where you are in your life, I would urge you to look at, how do you refocus? How do you reimagine? How do you reinvent your lives? It may only be a little tweak, depending on where you are. But I think the more you can open that up and look at what's happening, the better you'll be as we come out of the pandemic. But until then, that cash, that stimulus, or if you don't need it, helping other people who do, really, really remembering we're all in this together. All right, Clapaholics, they're waiting in the wings. Next. shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world
love, sweet love. So I call this our clapaholics. What is happening out there that can benefit you, and what are people doing to help people in their neighborhoods, in hospitals, you know, the frontline workers? So six auto insurance companies, including Allstate, Geico, Liberty Mutual, they're going to give policyholders millions of dollars back because we're driving less. How far have you driven your car during the coronavirus pandemic? Do you have two cars? Most likely you do if you're both commuting, working, whatever it might be. But regardless, I bet you one is like mothballed. The other one, you're probably just puttering around to do those essential errands, and that's it. Like, hit the grocery stores, hopefully in an area where you can get in and out quickly, and you're doing it safely. But Geico said auto and motorcycle policyholders get a 15% credit, and they say the benefit to its customers is going to be worth about $2.5 billion. Smart. This is the way you handle it when you're the president of a company like Geico. So hats off to the CEO, because, and his name is Todd Combs, because you jump on this to help people who you know are struggling, and they're going to halt cancellations, by the way, of coverage because of non-payments, because that's the thing that happens, right? The pink slip comes in the mail, so to speak, the envelope with the pink window, and you realize, oh, I had to juggle something else. Well, your juggling days are over, at least as we get through this, probably for many of the insurers. Make sure you check if your insurer is doing anything like that. If you can get a discount or whatever it is, take it, because I think a lot of them are also doing that as well. All right, here's something else to talk about, and there, boy oh boy, there's interesting images of cities that we have. And I have to say, my image, and because I've been there many, many times, and some of you are listening to us in the Golden State, I lived in California for a while. That's why I say I love doing this show, because I've lived in all the sections of the United States. I've experienced the amazing people in the South and the Southwest, in the Midwest, in the Northwest, in California, in the Northeast, in every quadrant of the U.S. But lucky me, I feel fortunate. But anyway, the images that many of us have of L.A. and the skyline, because it's sprawl, is smog. And when you go through L.A., you see the warnings that what kind of a day it is. So here is something to clap about and be excited about. One thing that's happening in this horrific time is look up into the sky, no matter where you live, if it's a rural area or if it's a city. But in California, especially with those crowded freeways, because they don't have public transportation, very good public transportation at all. So they've got the stay-at-home orders, of course, to stem the deadly outbreak of the coronavirus. And they've seen the cleanest air of any major city in the world, because they have to monitor the pollution levels, because they always report them. So when you're driving down the LA freeway, you always see that. And in the beginning of March this year, the air quality showed that the City of Angels had the longest stretch of good air quality since 1995, at least. And they're seeing that there's a 20% improvement in overall air quality in Southern California, which is so interesting to me, because I always wondered, you know, why, and I guess I understand because I'm saying it's the sprawl there anyway, but why don't they have, you know, why don't they have public transportation? Why isn't there a better system there? And the answer is probably because it would gunk things up even worse. It's if you've never done it, it's very bizarre to drive around in Los Angeles. So, okay, so there's the one thing that has happened that that is good, I guess, if you will. The other thing that's happened across the U.S. that is fantastic is the making of the mask for all of the people. So you had volunteers who fixed, meaning all the frontline workers. You have volunteers that fixed 20,000 N95 masks for a Memphis hospital in the weekend. Memphis or Tennessee being hit really hard. And there was one person in particular, is a woman that really led the charge, Mrs. Leopone. And she's a full-time engineer. She's got three kids, but she wanted to do something to help while she was quarantined. So she asked a friend, this is in Memphis, who's a director at a Baptist Memorial Healthcare system, you know, in the system, to see whether they needed the masks or not. And of course, yes, he texted back, and what can I do, and da 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 da. And they agreed to fix six, because they had masks that needed new straps. They had problem, they were decayed, the masks. So they agreed to fix 6,000 masks. They started rounding up volunteers. They recruited team leaders. See, they do that right. You got to have a point person. So they got 20 team leaders. They invited friends, church members, other people to help. They ended up with 410 volunteers. What if you didn't know how to sew? What if you didn't know how to do what you had to do for the straps? They had training lessons on Zoom, and they posted the tutorials on YouTube on how to replace the straps with a sewing machine or by hand. How many people have a sewing machine? So they lined all these volunteers up and have well surpassed the amount that they needed to do. The boxes stacked up to the ceiling of this woman's office until the hospital picked them up. The volunteers are finishing up now 5,000 remaining masks, which should be ready later in the week, they say. So hats off. That's incredible. Yes! I love it. And they're not the only one doing that. That's happening across the country. But it's also happening where in New York, a doctor asked for help to alleviate the shortage of the personal protective equipment for healthcare workers on the front lines. And we see how horrible there it is there. A librarian stepped in to help and is one of the key members of this group of partners and volunteers. They've made over 7,500 protective face shields to distribute to New York City hospitals, too. So they're doing their part, and we're hearing so many stories like that. And, boy, that just makes you feel so good. And this is the country we live in where people are volunteering, they're sewing. You know, the picture I saw of what happened in Memphis, Tennessee, and how they worked to repair all these desperately needed N95s was just amazing. Again, people putting themselves out to help other people, not even thinking about it. Of course they're not. They're just trying to figure out, what can I do? What's my part? And how can I lift people up? I've mentioned this before, but one of the things you can do is they have bear hunts that are going on around neighborhoods. If you have a bear, stick it in the window. Any kind of bear, you know, some sort of stuffed animal bear, because kids are mapping them out when they go and see them, and they take their little breaks, a little walks, and people are being good. I know they are in my neighborhood. They're definitely practicing this 6 feet apart or more. But it's good to get the kids out just even walking, and they've got masks on, they're walking, and they're looking at the bears, and I think that's really, really good. And that's thousands and thousands of places are doing that. So again, another thing to just lift people up. And I mentioned this the other night, something that's really taking hold is the white ribbons, tying anything white ribbon-ish around a tree, and that's for the frontline healthcare workers to just let them know when they drive by that, yep, we are thinking of you. We're thinking of you, and we know what you're doing for us and trying to save lives, working extra shifts, putting your life on the line. All of the frontline workers, not just in the hospitals, but everywhere else, because a lot of them being hit hard by the coronavirus. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Any thoughts, you can send them my way, katedelaneyradio.com. Mahalo, everybody.
Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.